So it is another of our Charity Fridays, where once a month we're trying to highlight some local charities here across Buckinghamshire and talk about the great work that they do. And the charity we're going to be talking about today is Wheelpower, a charity I'm sure you've heard a lot about here on Mix 96, because we're looking forward to the Tour de Vale. We're going to get onto that in just a little bit. But joining me from Wheelpower this morning is one of the fundraisers, Chris Lodge. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get on to talking about the Tour de Vale, let's talk about Wheelpower as a charity as a whole, first of all. For people perhaps who haven't heard about you, what is the charity and what's it all about?
Okay, so we're actually based at Stoke Mandeville Stadium, and we're a charity that helps physically disabled people.
Yeah.
So that's newly injured adults and physically disabled children, just giving them the opportunities to try lots and lots of different sports and activities. We were actually formed in the 1970s by Sir Ludwig Gutmann.
Oh, yeah.
So we actually we came out of the sort of whole Paralympic movement and the start of the Paralympic Games, and obviously Sir Ludwig starting the spinal unit.
Yeah.
And then from there, he started the stadium, and it all started from there, really. So.
And there's some amazing facilities up there as well, aren't there, at the stadium?
Yeah, we've got a lot up there, and it's, I mean, it was actually the first facility, it was one of the first facilities in the world for disabled people to play sports. And it's still kind of recognised as a great place for disabled people to come to from right across the UK. And we don't just do work at Stoke Mandeville as well. We actually kind of take our work and actually take it into other areas around the UK as well. So really kind of helping as many disabled people as possible to kind of find a sport that they love to play.
Absolutely. And I was saying to you before we came on air, actually, that I've got a membership up at the stadium, which I don't use nearly enough. But whenever I'm up there, you do see people of all abilities and disabilities up there. I was up there very recently, and there was a massive meeting at the running track, actually.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have sort of regularly at the weekends, we have Grand Prix for the Athletics Association. So you have you can have amputees up there, you can have wheelchair racers up there. So, I mean, the surface that we've got there is the same as at the Queen Elizabeth Stadium in Stratford.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it is it's an accredited surface. If you have the correct officials there, then you get a world record on there. It is a world record. So so it's a great facility, really. And, I mean, it's been used by many, many sort of stars, people like Tanny Gray Thompson. Obviously, David Weir was one of our one of our guys that actually started as a youngster with us.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's gone on and won so many of the marathons, hasn't he, now?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So Dave Weir came up through our National Junior Games.
Yeah.
So yeah, and he's actually a member of our Hall of Fame. So he came and visited us about 3 years ago, which was fantastic. And it was a great opportunity, obviously, for the younger people to meet him and see how much he's been able to achieve.
What other events do you do around the year to raise money for the charity?
One of the big things we have is the London Marathon. So we have places for the London Marathon. So you can contact us if you're interested in that.
Yeah.
The other things that we do is we have a pamper evening in November. So we have all sorts of massage therapists, nails, all that sort of thing.
Like the sound of that.
So it's a great thing. People come and, you know, in November time, it's good. There's shopping as well. So it's a good kind of pre-Christmas shopping thing to come to. So other things that we do, we've had things like parachute jumps. People have done those sorts of things for us before. And also Ride London, which is the 100-mile race. We have places for Ride London as well. So quite a few different challenge events, really.
And the money that's raised, does that go back into research or buying equipment? What does it actually go?
So it all goes into giving opportunities for people to play sports. So, for example, we have our National Junior Games. That's where children from special schools around the country come to Stoke Mandeville. They stay on site and then they play a whole variety of games, sports and activities. Spinal unit games, so that's for recently injured adults, where we'll give them opportunity to try 12 different sports. So this is right from things like archery, shooting, basketball, hand cycling, a whole range of different things.
And I suppose the biggest event, one of the biggest events that you do is the Tour de Vale. It's an integral part of the calendar now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really big event. We've been doing it for many years now, and we can have up to 2,000 cyclists. So, yeah, we just take over the whole stadium, so it's great.
It's a brilliant event. I mean, a great community event as well. I live in Bishopstone, and, you know, the villagers come out. We do a little water stop for all the cyclists going through. But you've kind of made it all-inclusive for the fact that there is a route for everyone, isn't there?
There is, yeah. It's, it's inclusive in lots of ways, because obviously you've got the three different routes. So you've got the 25K, the 60K and the 100K.
Mm.
But it's also inclusive in terms of disability as well, because we have lots of hand cyclists that take part as well. The routes are really interesting and really nice. I mean, obviously, you've got the 25K route where you get lots of children involved.
Yeah.
Taking part in that with parents, but also going up to the 100K where you get lots more kind of serious cyclists that are out to do that kind of much longer route, and some decent climbs in there as well as you go up through through Holton and up through Wendover Woods and things. There's some good climbing as well, and really beautiful going through Ethrop Park as well.
It's gorgeous, yeah, down there.
Yeah it comes back through there, so that's really, really beautiful as well. And I think I'm obviously biased, but I think it's very, very good value for money. You obviously get your water stops.
Yep.
You get a medal included. You get potentially to meet Jess Stretton, who's our Paralympic gold medalist from Rio.
Amazing.
Who's going to be attending as well. So you get really kind of a lot for your money. It's for the 25K and the 60K, it's £15. And for the 100K, it's £20.
Yeah.
And that's if you are going ahead of the day.
So the great thing is with the Tour de Vel is the fact that you've got the three routes, the 25K, the 60 and the 100K. Are there still places available on each of those routes?
Yeah, so we've got places available at the moment on the 25K and on the other two as well. What we have got is a restriction on the 25K, so we've only got 140 places available on there. So if you want to do the shorter route, please do get in touch as soon as possible, get yourself registered on that. We haven't got the tight limits on the 60K and the 100K. If you want to do that shorter route, do get in contact with us as soon as you can.
And one other question, actually, I just thought of. People decide on the Sunday morning that they want to cycle. Are they able to turn up on the day and register?
Yes, they can. Yeah, we've got entries on the day from 8 a.m. So, yeah, please do come along and do that. It's cheaper if you register beforehand,
mm-hmm.
Which the closing date is Wednesday, 7th of June. We will have entries on the day as well. So, if you just suddenly wake up and think, yeah, let's go and do that 100K, then, come along.
Are there any rules as to kind of what you can ride? I only ask this for the fact that listeners to Mix 96 will know that Wes, our Drive Time presenter, is doing it. And he's doing it on this... I can't really describe what his bike is. His bike is called Hercules.
Okay.
And it kind of folds away. It's got three gears. He's doing the 25K. I'll be surprised if he gets 2.5K on this particular bike. But is there any rules as to kind of what bike you can use?
I think Wes's sounds like it's on the outside of what we would allow, really. That's just... We're very interested to see what Wes has got on the day, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll have him good inspection of that. And, of course, we've got Buckingham Bikes coming up as well.
Yeah.
The guys, the mechanics, are going to be there on the day. So
they'll be working on his bike.
Maybe they'll be able to help Wes. Maybe they'll be able to help him. In general, most people use either like a hybrid or a road bike or a mountain bike. So obviously the more serious guys will be using their kind of their posh road bikes that are worth several thousand pounds.
Yeah.
But, your much cheaper bike is fine. So,
But you've never had anyone yet on a unicycle or a penny farthing?
We haven't had them yet, no.
It's going to be a brilliant day. Something for everybody. I'll be down there on the day. I know Nia's going to be there too. Dan is cycling as well. He's doing it on a sensible bike, which is good. But it's going to be amazing. And even if you're not able to perhaps get along and cycle, check out the route, because I would have thought it probably passes through near where you are, so you can get out and support the cyclists. It's a brilliant event to see. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We wish you the very best of luck with it all. Fingers crossed. And like I say, I'm just hoping personally that Wes manages to get round on his foldaway bike.
Cheers. We'll be looking out for him, definitely.
You won't miss him.